This is Michael Johnson at TICON 2006 in Santa Clara, California, and I'm here on the exhibit floor. And just a lot of fascinating things going on here, a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement. And I was walking along and was kind of struck by one exhibit in particular. Well, a few of them, but this one stood out as well because it's something a little bit different from what you see here. I'm here with Ankur Srivastava, and he is the Vice President for Marketing for Nirvana Group and Nirvana Magazine. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
So, Nirvana Magazine. Now, some people might hear the name and think it's an enlightenment kind of thing, but tell me a little bit about what the magazine is for.
Sure. So, let me start off by saying it's actually Nirvana Woman Magazine.
Okay.
And the name is exactly what it is. Nirvana is an Indian word, and we're actually reintroducing it in the genre. And the point of the publication is to cater to the affluent Indian American / American women that are interested into the publication. It's really a blend of East meets West. So we use the Eastern platform to promote Western fashion as well as Eastern fashion. You know, Michael, have you ever had Indian food?
I had some last night.
Oh, there you go. So, you know, we want to be able to tell you exactly what to look for when you actually go out and try certain things. And if you're ever traveling out, we want to be able to tell you, if you're over there for work, what can you do in India? Or if you ever go out to Asia, what are some of the places that you can go out and enjoy? So the whole point of the publication is to really take you away from the whole technology aspect and bring you a little bit more into sort of a Nirvana-esque, you know, state of mind.
It's a high-gloss magazine. It's really, really finely produced. Great photographs, advertising, strong subscription cards, magazine seats, whatever you want to call them, are in there as well. Why was the need for Nirvana Woman Magazine?
That's a very good question. You know, I think Nirvana really introduces the element of Indian women now. I think the Indian women have risen to a stature where they have affordability, they have decision-making power, and they are truly one of the most executive position-holding women in today's day and age. So it absolutely made sense to have a platform that catered to them, that actually allowed them to have people talking to them directly. A lot of the advertisers, like, you know, high-end advertisers that we work with, wanted to come back and say, we want to cater to this particular generation or this particular genre of women, because 10 times out of 10, when they go out and see something, they buy it. So affordability was there. So it was absolutely necessary to have this. Plus, from a high-end market, I think previously when we looked at the other publications that existed to this or catered to this generation, they had a real blend of entertainment versus news. I mean, we don't necessarily focus on Bollywood. We don't stay away from it either, but we do take certain aspects of it. But we really focus on the generation that's developed over here. So, you know, it's the almost, if you will, in the middle somewhere type of a generation that turns to this stuff.
How long has the magazine been around?
The magazine's been out for about 2 years now.
2 years, right?
Yes.
And what kind of circulation has it been getting?
Well, we are national. I mean, the magazine is available in major bookstores, Barnes & Nobles and Borders, as well as certain local bookstores that you will be able to pick it up. And, you know, for anyone that hasn't turned or seen the publication yet, we invite you to come and check it out online as well. We have a full-fledged flip version of the magazine. Obviously, you don't get the experience of actually holding the magazine in hand and experiencing the quality of it, but you do get to see the layouts and the imagery and the story that we're covering as well.
What's the website address?
The website is actually nirvanawoman.net. That's www.nirvanawoman.net.
Just like it sounds.
Just like it sounds.
Okay. Well, it's an exciting, I think, prospect. I've never noticed it before, but now I'm certainly going to be looking out for it. It's fascinating. I think prospects are great that this, I think, market is being targeted, because it's just more and more and more. It's been great to see, I think, the prominence of Indian women come up in this country, as well as the great amount of learning that's been happening back and forth between the United States community, between India, and these great bridges that are occurring back and forth.
Absolutely.
In between.
And actually, one of the things that if I may add, is that you'll see that a lot of our subscribers aren't necessarily Indian as well. I mean, it's women that have come across the culture that come back and actually take a look at the magazine and say, I've been to India, or I have friends that are Indian, or I love Indian clothes and I want to experience that, that come back and pick up the magazine as well. And just to kind of turn to the website again, we've actually developed an online portal. So the people that actually come in contact with the magazine and want to encourage certain stories into the publication actually can become members of our network and then send ideas directly to the editor-in-chief, and say, hey, we would really like to know about this. And then our team will go out, get the research done, and create an article on it.
And that's all through the website?
That's through the website as well. So, I mean, we like to have an online presence as well because we understand that not everybody's going to be able to get to the magazine. But we also want to make sure that there's a print publication presence as well.
Well, it sounds and looks like a great project, and I wish you a lot of success with it.
I appreciate it, and thank you so much for your time today.
I've been speaking today with Ankur Srivastava, who is the Vice President of Marketing for Nirvana Woman magazine, and you can find them online at nirvanawoman.net. It's been great having you on the podcast.
Thank you
today.
So much. It was my pleasure.